Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about parenting tips for school-aged children. We have already touched on what to expect from your school-aged child in another podcast, so in this one, we're going to take a closer look at discipline. To many parents, this is a subject that causes quite a bit of anxiety and confusion. As an educator, I often had parents approach me with questions about the best way to help their child accept responsibility for their actions without breaking their spirit. Of course, every child is different, and knowing how your child acts and reacts is pivotal when it comes to applying discipline. Generally, though, when dealing with children ages 6 to 9, there are a few tips that will help you create a positive and lasting change in the life of your child. Number 1, make praise and encouragement the standard. This is a great way to begin, especially if you know that your child struggles with certain behaviors. By praising your child when you catch them doing something good or behaving the way you want them to behave, you are setting the scene for a positive experience. When you provide praise and encouragement, your child feels good about themselves, and this increases the chances they will repeat the desired behavior. At this age, children love attention, especially from their parents, so make sure you are encouraging those positive moments. Number 2, prepare for natural and logical consequences. Your child will attempt to do things independently. Sometimes they will complete the task appropriately and other times not so much. Learning that all actions have consequences, both positive and negative, helps children make good decisions. Teach them to take responsibility for their actions. For example, if they make a mess, they should be responsible to clean it up. Make sure to fight your natural inclination to take over and let your child experience the process of cause and effect, no matter how long the task may take. By being responsible for their actions, your child will experience the rules in a personal way and understand the consequences if they choose not to follow them. Number 3, set clear limits and guidelines. Telling your child what the rules are doesn't mean that they understand what is acceptable and what isn't. A good idea is to have them participate when making the rules and even have them participate in the discussion about appropriate consequences associated with those rules. Be clear and precise. Explain about safety, age-appropriate behaviors, and manners. By taking the time to have these types of conversations with your child, it will allow them to have a better understanding of why rules are necessary. Number 4, open a direct line of communication. Simply listening to your child and trying to understand them will go a long way towards strengthening your relationship. By listening, you show your child that you care, respect their opinions and thoughts, and that you are interested in them. By teaching your child how to communicate when they are upset, as well as how to communicate emotions in a constructive way, you are teaching them positive ways to deal with anger. Establishing good communication will help you when your child gets older and demands more independence. Keep conversations positive. Focus on the good things your child does and try not to point out what you dislike. Number 5, show your love. Children need to feel loved and valued. When you discipline your child, it should be out of love and not anger. It is easy as a parent to take it personally when a child misbehaves, but just remember, this is an opportunity for both you and your child to grow. Reminding your child verbally that you love them, even when they make bad choices, is an important step. Although they will experience the consequences of their actions, it is also crucial that they understand you love them just as much when they misbehave as when they follow the rules. And remember that at the end of the day, there are no more powerful words than the ones, "I love you." This was just a small piece based on our parenting class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.